Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo G just making a video about women and feelings. Well, let's go. Yes, women are very, very silly little creatures. They do whatever they're feeling at that time, right in the moment. Oh yes, look at these lovely ladies. It says,
I wonder why menstrual blood tastes salty.
Because you're a fucking pig. And then the hog on the bottom, it says,
it's not always salty, so unless you have infection, it kind of blinted tastes and smells like boiled meat.
Oh, because of the iron taste, because of the... Oh, God, you're so nasty. And then the word on the bottom says, are you both mad? I'm assuming it's a dude, because a chick will be going,
you go, girl, yum, yum, yum.
Yes, these chicks must be Wiccan. Yes, witches. Because they have this thing with blood, where they mix it in with their food. Yeah, you know, so don't ever eat the spaghetti, because it's some kind of love potion TV thing, so don't do that. Unless you like that extra marinara sauce. Well, moving on, correct? Yes, and look at this chick. Her feelings is because she's half Asian and half white that she could do whatever she wants. Yes, you're supposed to go to school to get an education, not to get fucked. But these people wanted to fucking create her. Don't get me wrong, she's pretty and all, but you're there to learn, not to fuck. Just saying.
So I know my parents look super happy and easygoing, and they are, but getting there was really hard for them. My mom is white and my dad is Korean, and they met at a Christian college where they almost got kicked out just for dating.
Sorry, sweetheart, I know you like it that you're mixed and all that, but in the end of the day, they were there to learn. Yeah, what the hell? If you want to have sex, then go fuck off a campus. Yeah, you're not there to... whatever. Feelings, because my feelings say this is true. That's how I feel. But fuck your feelings. You gotta live in reality. Your parents should have got fucking expelled, but nobody wants to follow the rules, right? Whatever.
College was Bob Jones University in South Carolina, and back then, they banned interracial dating.
Hey, sweetheart, I'm guessing that your mama's one of these. Men have better sex with emotionally unstable women. Oh, yes. I bet your mom's one of these psycho bitches. So something tells me you're psycho, but who knows? Now what do I know, right? I'm just a stupid bird.
My parents couldn't even be in group settings unless they were several feet apart from each other. Otherwise, someone would tell on them and they'd have to go to the dean's office again.
Yes, people are there telling because you're supposed to be there doing school functions, not being degenerates, right? But no, diversity is our strength, right? And look how today is. Everybody's crossbreeding with everybody, and you see all these people doing stupid shit. Why do you think the IQ levels are going down? If everybody was mating with Asians, at least they'll be smart. Yeah, they can't drive for shit, but at least they'll be super geniuses. But no, you people are fucking mixing in with fucking trash, so enjoy.
Bob Jones University made this rule because they believed that the Bible justified keeping races apart.
Oh, okay, so now you're saying that the Bible is wrong. I bet your parents had a traditional Christian wedding. Yeah, so what? So you follow the Bible when you want to? Okay, what happens when you don't follow moral codes? You start doing stupid shit. Uh-huh. Yeah. You wanted to kick God out? Whatever. Just keep doing your degeneracy. It's all fun and games, right? Mm-hmm. That's why you're making the video say,
oh, they try to discriminate about my parents.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, right. No, they weren't doing this for a long time, so shut your face, woman.
Finally, the government stepped in and said, if you're going to have this racist rule in place, then you can't be tax exempt.
Yeah, people don't realize they've been trying to social engineer people for a long time. They want you to mix because they want you to be brown, so like that you're stupid and broken. But yeah, this lady doesn't understand that. Yeah, look at this. It says, never forget that in 1974, the city of Boston sent cops with batons to enforce a hugely unpopular busing mandate. They beat and arrested people because a judge decided that the schools had to be integrated. It was always done by force. Yes, indeed. They want you to be doing this shit because that's how the government works. But people are stupid. Especially women, because they fall for this shit. Because it's follow the leader, right? Conformity. Mm-hmm. Women are weak. That's why they're easily manipulated. And guess what? Like, men want to fuck them, we follow them. So, damn. No good. No good at all.
We'll try to fight this all the way to the Supreme Court. And by 1983, the court basically said, well, ending racial discrimination is more important than your stupid rule. Oh.
Yeah, and that's one of the reasons why college diplomas ain't worth a shit no more. Instead of making people that actually have brains, they're just making stupid people. They made you social justice warriors. Aren't you right here complaining, saying diversity, this, that, and the other? Yeah, you're advocating for it. But no, all you're showing that you're stupid. That college is just a waste of time. Yeah, so fuck you.
After that, colleges couldn't really get away with stuff like that, especially if they wanted to be tax exempt. But unbelievably, Bob Jones didn't take this rule off their books until the year 2000.
You see, even then, even now, it doesn't even matter. They took it off in year 2000, but yet all this bullshit is still continuing. Your parents still got married, still had you, and you're right here making a video about how you suck at life. But no, diversity is our strength. Whatever, lady. Go suck my cock.
2000. The impact on real people was devastating. My dad was the chaplain of the ministerial class. He was the chaplain of the senior class. And he got the Christian Leadership Award.
So your dad did all of that, and he risked that to be with your mother. Ah, yeah, this guy's very smart. Yes, he risked all his fucking future just to be with you, with your mother. Yes, there's so many women out there, but he singled out this fucking chick? What the fuck, this dude needed a green card? I'm assuming he's from Korea, he needed a green card. Huh, okay.
But he said that rule made him feel like his very identity was something that he had to be ashamed of. And
he should feel ashamed, because he's there to learn, not to have sexy time. I know you wouldn't have been born and all that good stuff, but still, college is for college stuff. If you want to fuck, go do porn or go do some other shit. But, whatever. That's why the world is the way that it is. So, enjoy.
It inflicted so much trauma on students of color and their partners, all in the name of Christian values.
Yeah, but look at this picture. I could look at your dad. Your dad looks like a weak fag. Sorry. Look, he's doing the cuck face. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's just my opinion. And look at your mom. Your mom looks like a fucking feminist. Hey, at least you look pretty, because your parents ain't that good looking in my opinion, but you're probably a dumb bitch, so I probably should stay away from you. Just saying.
My dad is thriving, regardless of all the hate and the judgment that he still receives to this day. Anyways, my...
Oh yeah, I could tell by your father's face that he's suffering so, so much. Well, it's me. Oh. Shut up, bitch.
Mom graduated first and kept dating my dad. And 2 weeks after my dad graduated, they got married in 1984.
Well, there you go. Good triumphed over evil. And now the pretty, pretty princess is born now. Yay, now we could worship you. Ah! Oh, man, the delusion of this chick. Yes, her fucking parents are nothing but commies. Then she was born and now she's going to be doing more commie bullshit. Oh, when will people learn that women are just delusional and they're retarded and they should be controlled? Because if they don't, they're going to be breeding the whole society and people out of existence. Because women are nothing but children with tits. Just an opinion. You see why back in the day they had arranged marriages? Because women can't choose for shit. Yeah, fucking stupid. Well, anyways, it doesn't matter. In the end of the day, we're all going to go to hell, right? Because... I guess it's nothing better to do. Well, that's something I gotta do. I gotta go to work, so fuck all these people. So you guys kick ass, you know, do the best thing you can in life, and just move forward, because things are gonna get crazier. And you're gonna be watching. We're still halfway in the year, so yeah, fun times ahead. Well, goodbye.
In 1897, Magnus Hirschfeld, a Jewish doctor, founded the first LGBTQ rights organization. He started the modern LGBTQ movement through science. In 1933, National Socialism came to power under Adolf Hitler. The new regime destroyed Hirschfeld's Institute, burning thousands of research documents and ending his LGBTQ advocacy in Germany.